With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When this man finds out that his wife has been cheating for 4 years, and their daughter has known about it and supported it the entire time, his actions end up leaving her in a mental hospital. This is r/nuclear revenge. Wife cheated. Daughter supported the affair and disrespected me. Cut her off from my will and divorced her. Ex-wife is in mental hospital now. A fellow Redditor reached out to me and asked me to post this on this sub. I don't know if it's going to be of any help. It's been 13 days since I created this account to get it off my chest. I lost my dignity, my pride, my love. I'm a naked man who will be walking the walk of shame because of what I did. I disowned and destroyed my family. This is the only place I'll write this out. I don't intend for this to blow out, and if it does, I'll delete this account. I'm 48 now. This story started when I was 20. I met a girl who I thought was perfect. She was 19. We just clicked, had the perfect chemistry. We dated for 2 years before she got pregnant at 21, and we moved in together. I was living with my mum that time. My father died when I was 15, and mum never remarried. She had a consultancy firm where I worked as a receptionist. My late father's business was sold off, construction, as I was young. I became a father at 23 to a baby girl. She was the most beautiful girl. The bond between me and my girlfriend deepened after this. 2 years later, we got married. I then joined a job as a computer programmer and earned a six-figure salary because it was in high demand. Our lives just took off. My wife wanted to be a stay-at-home mum. I agreed, but I also recommended her that she could take up a part-time job to spend her time. Now, things took a turn when I was 29 and she was 28. Her father had a terrible accident that made him immobile from the waist down. If it wasn't bad enough, he was the sole earner. I had a talk with my mum, and my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and sister-in-law moved in with us. They lived in a rented place, and now their sole earner was immobile, and finances were obviously then an issue. My sister-in-law took up a part-time job, as did my wife, to support her family. During this time, I also inherited from my late grandmother's will, which was split in two and was put for a college fund and my insurance by my mother. Now, I had no issues with it, but my wife wanted to buy a house with it so that we could move out from here. I had no problem, but she specifically wanted to buy a house in her mother's name with my inheritance, and both the sisters would then work to pay off my inheritance. This became the issue. So we had this distance between us because I found her proposal weird. Now, 2 years passed by and my mother suffers a stroke as she had several clots and the doctors needed to do surgery urgently and fast. It was successful, but my wife wanted my mum to stay at hospital rather than come home because it would be difficult to have two patients at home at once. I told her I agree, but I'm going to hire a nurse. She denied. She wanted me to hire two nurses to take care of my father-in-law and mum, or none. I told her that she's going to have to pay for her father's expense because I was already handling bills, groceries, taxes, our daughter's private school, and now this nurse. I'm not going to be able to pay for her father's nurse too. They should be able to afford it because both her sister and her make a combined of nearly 60k a year, which was probably more than enough given that they lived and ate for free. My relationship with our daughter soured a bit at this time. She began disrespecting me and was mean to me openly. I thought she was just having child issues. She was 8 at the time. My mother had a speedy recovery, and she voiced her opinions that she wants to sell her consultancy firm and put the money in my name. My wife had an argument right there and then, because she wanted her to give it to our daughter and my wife, as I'd already gotten my share of inheritance from my grandmother. What surprised me even more was that her mum and dad were quiet about it. My mum reminded her that it was her money, and that she doesn't mind giving her inheritance as insurance plans, but nope. My wife had problems with me, because you see, we don't have a joint account. She can't access my accounts, neither can I to hers. She wants a joint account. We had an argument and it was decided that my mum will give all the money to me, and that was the end of it. So a few months passed like this, but then unfortunately my father-in-law passes away. It was harsh, especially to my wife. Now I tried to console her every way I could. I handled both the household and the workload all by myself. Not bragging here, I just did. I tried to do everything I could, but it still wasn't enough for her. The funeral was my responsibility. It went well, but she'd still complain about how I could have done better. She began to sleep in a separate room with our daughter, who was 9 years old now. I convinced her to attend therapy and things settled down. We were intimate again. We reconnected in a better and stronger way, but I sensed then that something was off with our daughter. She would shut me down every time I wanted to talk to her. It hurt seeing her like this. 2 years passed by as I tried to build a better bond with our daughter. This time around, my mother passes away. She had another stroke and sadly couldn't survive. I was devastated by her loss. You see, she raised me all by herself for the majority of my life because my father was busy. It was also the reason I wanted our daughter to have a better relationship with both of us, and I was giving her a tremendous amount of effort to achieve that. I then went into depression, but no response from my wife. My daughter didn't even attend my mum's funeral, and I was saddened by that. 2 months after my mum's death, my mother-in-law asked me maybe I should move out from my own mother's house because I was overly depressed and I should get over it. I'm also ruining the atmosphere and it will lighten me up. I calmly told her, I want to remind you of your husband's passing. You and both of your daughters were in grief for 6 to 7 months. We never asked you to move out, and how dare you even ask me to move out from my own house? She was taken aback and went fully quiet. I talked to my wife regarding this, but she didn't even give me any response. I guess maybe 2 days later, this incident happened. I was grabbing something from the fridge and I noticed my daughter's phone. A text came that read something like, "It's good that the old witch is gone now. You can have the house to yourselves. We can have a party on your birthday." Excuse me, what? My daughter was 11 at the time, and what old witch? I read the convo, and yes, indeed, she was referring to my mother. She called me an ape, controlling, even though I never denied her anything except for things that I deemed were useless for her. She wanted a pony at 6, a koala at 9, a panda and her own car at 11. Like, who does that? I called my wife and showed her these. Her response was to be angry at me for trying to look at our daughter's phone. We had an argument about it before she stormed off. She again began to sleep in a separate bed. I tried to make amends, but she shut me down. It took me to agree to our daughter's birthday party to get her to talk to me. 3 years passed by. So for a quick review, my daughter is 15, I'm 38, and my wife is 37 at this point. I had to go to another city for a summit for 4 months. I landed up in another job that provided me with tons of opportunities and even better pay. Now, when I return, my wife's entire demeanor has changed around me. She quit her job, she'd hang out more with friends, which I supported, dressed up in more expensive and posh clothes, you get the idea. I thought it was a change of habit and I was fine with it. But our daughter openly disrespected me, was mean right to my face, and I just kept trying and trying not to freak out. My mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and my wife were telling me it was just hormones and that she's just a kid. Now I stayed upset, but yeah, I trusted them. Now things in the bedroom skyrocketed at this time between me and my wife. She'd want me to go down on her. I loved that. Try out new positions, be kinky. I enjoyed every bit of it. Except for one day, she wanted to try the kink of me being caged, as in like chastity caged. I shut her down immediately. We argued over this for a week before she got frustrated and dropped the topic. And our sex life dwindled here. Things go worse from here. My wife suddenly wants to go on a girls' trip with her sister-in-law and our daughter. I had no issues, as it'll be great. I had to pay a nice sum for it, but it was okay. She didn't call me for 3 days. She had chats with her mum, but I only had a little bit of chit-chat with her. It was odd for me. I asked her about this when she returned, and she told me she was just tired. I asked to see her photos. I saw a lot of friends, both male and female, and it sent me into alert. But she assured me it was just her friends and a few male friends. I saw nothing suspicious, so I was okay. 2 months later was our daughter's birthday, and I wanted to plan something for her. My wife asked not to, as she would celebrate it with a girls' night. I was taken aback and voiced my opinion. Who the F takes their daughter to a girls' night? She told me it wasn't like that, but rather her friends and their daughters only, no alcohol involved. So I was fine with it. My birthday was around the corner after this event. Keep in mind, our sex life is bland now. It's once a week. I tried to initiate more, but she would always come up with excuses. I never celebrated my birthdays after my mum passed away. But each year, my wife gives me a gift, so I kind of expected this. But on my birthday, my wife tells me she has to go shopping with our daughter. She goes out for 6 hours, no calls, no texts, and then no gifts. When I ask about it, she tells me one of her friends got into an accident and she stayed there and couldn't receive my calls. 2 weeks after this, my wife was showing me some pictures from our daughter's girls' camp, and our daughter called her saying that she needed her. So she handed me her phone and went out of the room. A text came telling our daughter, "Hey, my dear daughter, I'm sorry for this late reply. I'm the lucky one to be your mum's boyfriend. Tell your mum I love her and kiss her for me. I'll text you soon." It took me a whole freaking minute to read the text over and over again, and I still couldn't believe it myself. I scroll up to see my daughter had texted this person, "I'm glad you're mum's boyfriend. I really wish you were my dad. XO. What? I go to the toilet, lock the door, and read the whole conversation. All things noted, this guy is having an affair with my wife, and our daughter knows. This guy is having an affair, and our daughter knows. What in the frickin' world? I saw pictures of vacations, girls' trips, our daughter's birthday. They frickin' went to a candlelit dinner as a family. This guy was kissing my wife right in front of our daughter, and my daughter was pointing at them like it was some sort of a good romantic thing. What's more, my sister-in-law freaking knew. The more I scrolled, the more my heart sank. It was this guy who gave my wife the idea about chastity. It seemed to me that my daughter and wife were both texting about this. What's more, this account wasn't even her real. It was a different username, but this guy knew everything about my family. Even on my birthday, my wife and daughter were with this guy at his house. What the F? He was then over at my house, sleeping on my bed while I was gone for 4 months. And even worse, it has been going on for 4 years. 4 freaking years. I heard a loud bang on the toilet door. It was our daughter. I just came out and stared at her. This was the first time I'd ever stared at my daughter like this. The same daughter that I looked at with pride, love, and respect just sank to indifference and disappointment. I wasn't even angry. She was red and crying. She didn't know what to say. My wife was there, as was my sister-in-law and mother-in-law. I just asked my mother-in-law if she knew what her daughter did. My wife responded, "We can talk." I don't know what came over me. I yelled out, "Just shut the F up or I'll strangle you right now." So loud that even our neighbors might have woken up. I questioned my mother-in-law again and she nodded. She freaking nodded. I looked at my daughter and I told her I'm sorry I couldn't be a better father, but I'll do this one thing for her and divorce her mother. I called my wife her mother for the first time while addressing her, so that this guy can be her father, whom she so clearly and dearly wants. I looked at my wife and told her she has 9 days, month's end, to pack up and leave with her family. I'll hand over the divorce papers, but for now, move out. She kept crying, but my yelling and response might have taken her off guard. She knew I wasn't in a mood to argue or talk. I gave up. It's over. That was that. I couldn't sleep the whole night. I just stared at the wall and my phone, looking at our family photos. In the morning, I tell my wife not to cook for me because I don't trust her. She might poison me. Not gonna lie, she broke down and I felt I was out of line with this, and I was going to file for divorce today. She tried to talk, but I had none of it. My mother-in-law asked me to wait and listen to her before making my decision. I had a friend who's a lawyer. I meet him and lay all my cards on the table. He just tells me this. I've been a lawyer for 12 years, he's 41, and I haven't seen a case as infuriating and saddening as yours. He hugged me. He told me his uncle is the family judge, who probably will be handling my case. But before that, I need proof, and loads of it. He gave me a number of someone who happens to be a PI, and I hired him. He went through my daughter's phone, nothing. Talked to my wife, she told me sorry over and over again, but no remorse. My daughter, sister-in-law, and mother-in-law didn't come anywhere near me. My daughter even went to the point of being afraid of me so much that she lived for 2 days at her friend's house. Her friend's father called me, and I had to inform him of the entire situation. He said he's sorry. It was hard for him to believe what my daughter did, as it should be. No man could ever dream of being betrayed like this by their own children. The PI found the guy, and it turns out he's an idiot. A coward from the countryside who fears commitment, is a small-time thief, and used to work at the same place as my wife. I hit his place with my lawyer, PI, and another of my friends, who happens to be police. We got him cornered on falsified claims, and he spilt the beans. It turns out that he was attracted towards my wife and accepted a challenge from his co-worker that he'll have her in his bed. It soon turned to love. He was actually in love with my wife. It turns out it was him who had called me my mum's witch. It was a separate caller ID, and he was just friends with my daughter before my wife dropped the news that she was having an affair with this guy. He was even ready to provide a written statement, video of him confessing, any photos, and even a witness for exchange of promise that word of this won't reach his office or his sickly mum, who is 60 plus with a heart disease in the countryside, and a few $1,000. I agreed. My wife moved out with her family. She took a few more thousand from me to pay lease. Divorce hearing. I lay all my cards on the table. All the screenshots, every video of her boyfriend confessing, all the lies, receipts, and even photos of them holding hands and kissing. The look on her face soured. She told me that I was abusive, but this claim was easily dismissed as there was no proof. And if I was abusive, why would I allow her to do a job and keep her family at my house? She had nothing to prove, and even her lawyers were taken aback by the amount of proof that we had. She conceded at the end and told me she's incredibly sorry for what she did, and that she'll do anything to make up for it, even if it needed the rest of her life to do so. The judge said that I'll have to pay spousal support to her for 4 years. There was no custody battle, as our daughter was already 17 at the time. She, of course, wished to stay with her mother. I had no problem with that. I'll come to this later. And my wife would receive half of my house and her car, but nothing except that. I offered to buy her share of the house. I've got a hefty sum left by my mother, remember? Another reason was the house market would go up in future, and I'll make a profit from that. Now here I requested one thing from the judge. I wanted to have my name removed from my daughter's birth certificate. This, of course, was not possible. Then, if I couldn't, I would disown our daughter. The look on my wife's face was just the best thing. Her face turned white. She responded, "How could you?" I reminded her that she put me through this. My daughter yelled, "Dad, you can't do this," right in the courtroom, but I ignored her. The judge was a good man and understood my sentiments. However, he advised me to forgive. There's no way I can disown her legally, but I can cut her off from my will. That was that. It took me 8 months to get the divorce finalized, and I couldn't be happier. When I got out, I hugged my lawyer. He saved me. My ex-wife and my ex-daughter came up. My wife told me she knows she doesn't even have the face to ask for forgiveness, but if I can find it in my heart, please forgive her. I replied, "I don't have a heart. She ripped it out." My daughter said she's sorry for what she did. She will be the best daughter and ask for another chance. This girl had the audacity to call me dad. I reminded her I wasn't her dad. I'm an ape, if she remembers, and that her dad is the one that she actually wanted. She should be happy that her mother is single now. She chased me, but I left. On our way back, I asked my lawyer if I could let the company my ex-wife works at know what my ex-wife has been up to these years. He advised me to get an RO first. With the help of my police friend and judge, I was able to get one, I had to spend money, that went nuclear. Made 5 copies of evidence. One for the company, one to be sent to my ex-wife's boyfriend's sickly mum. I don't care, he didn't respect my home and my mum, I can't respect his. One with my lawyer, and I burnt one. The last copy I left in my locker. The fallout was quite the show. They were fired. My ex-sister-in-law had the guts to call me out. She told me that she'd known me as a brave, upstanding, loyal, strong character and a humble man, but she never thought I'd ruin her sister's career like this. She yelled at me for getting her sister fired. I chuckled and reminded her that it was her who supported the affair. Now yes, I might be a coward for doing this, but what did that make her as a homewrecker? I asked her why she was so mad, Is there a possibility that she spread her legs for her sister's boyfriend too? She was sickened and blocked me. My mother-in-law reached out. Now, I've forgotten about this woman, and she apologized for what happened. She couldn't raise her daughters well, but I called her out. I told her she was a horrible and greedy woman. I wouldn't give a darn if she dies, and that she should be thankful for having a person like me as her son-in-law in this life before blocking her. As for the boyfriend, his mother had a heart attack and passed away. It turns out his mother always hated infidelity because her son had daddy issues. Their dad left him before he was born. I felt sad, but therapy made me realize that I shouldn't. It's human nature. I didn't know any of this before. He nuked my marriage and family, and I replied the favor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As for my daughter, she kept reaching out, apologizing for every word. I blocked her, but she won't stop reaching out to me. I had to change my number. I sold my house 8 months after the divorce was finalized and got a hefty sum. I moved to a different city. I started afresh. I attended therapy, the gym. I got a better paying job. I got into boxing. I bought a house, invested in cryptos and stocks, made a fortune, got into the dating market when I turned 42, met and remarried again at 44. Now I've got a better wife who is amazing in every way. She knows the value of relationships because she herself faced the same situation as me. No kids though. Now I've got a 4-year-old son with her and I couldn't be any happier. I executed my will that excluded my daughter, so she won't be getting anything from me. I don't know how, but my daughter was able to reach out to me just 2 weeks ago. She sent 8 long paragraphs detailing how sorry she is. She's been in crippling depression, therapy, working hard. I got a call then from my lawyer, which surprised me even more. My daughter turned up to the lawyer's office with 20K. I don't know where she got this from, making a request that she'll work hard and return every last penny I spent on her. She'll keep apologizing for the rest of her life, but she wants me in it. She can't stay like this anymore. It's eating her alive. I don't know much about what happened, but as I heard, her mother, my ex-wife, turned depressive and had to be admitted into a mental hospital. Her sister moved in with an alcoholic abuser and is pregnant with her second kid. My ex-mother-in-law passed away. She had an accident, lost a lot of blood, and if she survived, would have ended up like her late husband. So now my ex-daughter is living alone, working at a part-time job because she couldn't finish her education. She borrowed some money from friends. I also heard nearly all of her friends cut her off after I had a talk with her friend's dad. Everyone called her toxic and moved on. I'm not gonna lie, hearing all of this shattered my heart. My wife is pushing me to build a bridge with my ex-daughter, saying that she clearly now realizes her mistakes and she needs me now more than ever. If I don't help her now, she won't get up and will keep on falling endlessly. I don't know how to feel. When you're a father, a lot of responsibilities lie on your shoulders that you can't simply outrun. I gave my daughter the world and she stabbed me. I was hurt and angry, but more, my pride was shattered. My love was shattered. My decision to cut off my daughter was the toughest one, but I still made that decision. I don't know if I should contact my ex-daughter now. My lawyer has said that I should because it's the right thing to do. I need to let it go for myself. It's funny how life can change in an instant. Now, honestly, guys, I don't even know where to begin with this story. Such a sad tale. So much happened over such a long period of time. I don't really think it's worth going back and rehashing all of it. So I think instead, we'll jump to the here and now. Guys, comment down below, what should OP do about his daughter? Now, look, obviously loads has happened, and I don't think it's worth OP going back through all of it and, you know, trying to think about everything that's gone on and make decisions based on that. Ultimately, it's time for him now to make a decision on his future and whether or not that includes his daughter. Guys, first of all, do get your comments in. I want to hear what you think. Should OP take his daughter back, have her back in his life or not? It's an interesting one. Me personally, I think he should. I think there's a very high chance that from a very early age, clearly, she was coerced into just hating her dad. Now look, that doesn't excuse the things that she did. Ultimately, she knew about her own mum cheating on her dad for 4 years. Yeah, it's pretty shameful. But then if you look at it from the other perspective, her mum was almost definitely, and probably her mum's boyfriend too, was saying, don't say, your dad's a horrible person, you know, making her not want to talk to him and be so rude to him. There's no reason why a normal daughter would just be rude to their dad. It seemed like they got on well before all this happened, right? So it must have come from somewhere. And I think it's very likely that the mum was heavily involved in trying to persuade and push that kind of point of view onto her own daughter. Maybe even in many ways justifying her own affair because, oh, my daughter hates this guy too. Fine, let's continue this affair with a new guy who my daughter likes. I think at such an early age, it's probably likely that, she wasn't thinking for herself. And now it's so clear that she feels so bad about how she acted, what's happened, etc., etc. And I genuinely do think that she is remorseful and wants to have you back in her life for no reason other than just she feels bad. I don't think it's for any sort of other reason, some malicious reason apart from that. I mean, the fact that she's even willing to pay you back all the money that you spent on her in her childhood suggests that to me. It's not for a financial reason. Look, obviously it's hard to know without being OP himself. But in this situation, I don't know. I think I'd lean towards giving the daughter a chance, given that she was probably manipulated for so long and was very young while this was all going on and is clearly very remorseful now. But hey, guys, comment down below. Do you agree or disagree with me? It's one of those, isn't it? It's very contentious. So much happened, so much stuff that, you know, OP will never probably recover from despite therapy. Does he want to go back to a little bit of that life? I don't know. But it is his daughter after all. Let me know. What do you think? An interesting one. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/nuclear revenge. Oh, an amazing story. So sad in so many ways. But hey, revenge nonetheless has been achieved. That's for sure. It's just sad, really, isn't it? If you want more stories like this one, check out another on screen. If you are new to the channel, hit this button and subscribe. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new Reddit video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.